Congress is wrapping up a heavy legislative week before the week-long 4th of July recess, and it was a big week for Alaska. APRN's Peter Granitz joined me to talk about how Alaska fared. He says one of the biggest wins for the state came in the transportation bill.
Congress needed to pass some form of extension to pay for the roads, bridges, and highways, and all sorts of construction projects across the country by this weekend to make sure that they didn't fault, that they didn't lose all the funding for it. So they actually wrapped the two projects up in one. And the transportation bill definitely has some perks for Alaska. It does retain Alaska Railroad funding. There was a thought that they were going to get zeroed out, which was a big fear. They do lose a little bit of money, but they walk away with about $31 million in guaranteed federal money. That should keep them afloat. The railroad put out a press release saying they're happy. It could have been worse. It could have been better, but they'll still be around. Also in there is funding for the Alaska Marine Highway. And what's interesting there is that they're shifting the funding focus away from grants to a trust fund. So this is a guaranteed source of funds. Now, that trust fund isn't going to be around forever, and it's something that will have to be revisited as soon as perhaps next year. But the money's there, and it's guaranteed for a little bit. And there is something interesting about this package. Representative Young was one of the people who was one of the conferees working on the final package. And I talked with him yesterday. What's interesting here is that he says a lot of the Alaska perks, which some people say were actually some sticking points until the end, are in the bill because of perhaps his ideological opposite, Senator Barbara Boxer from California. She's a progressive Democrat from Northern California. She leads the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. She's an out-and-out environmentalist. They are not at all the same person. They are total opposites. And yet he told me that they worked quite well with this, and she looked out for Alaska, and he was incredibly grateful to her for that.
It seems Congress is on a roll of passing legislation. What's happening here?
Congress is, in fact, on a bit of a roll. I wouldn't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, though. But, you know, the Senate has been working under what's called regular order, where amendments come up. Senators don't know the outcome of the votes yet. A lot of times, leaders will only bring the votes to the floor if they know it'll pass. And that hasn't been the case. The minority has been allowed to bring up amendments and votes, and some of them pass and some of them don't. And it's brought a little bit of comity back to the upper chamber. And that's interesting to see. And just yesterday, I asked Senator Murkowski if she thought that momentum was going to continue on and that feeling of collegiality is going to continue on. And she seemed a bit optimistic, which is interesting because she's in the minority. And I asked the same thing of Senator Begich, and he didn't sound too optimistic. So I don't want to look too far ahead of this.
Peter, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Peter Granitz is APRN's Washington, D.C. correspondent.